Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Ralph Cormack Vedero the second, coming to you live out of Alaska. Nice, beautiful, sunny day up here. Gosh, we got a really long day. Let's see, what's the temperature running here today? Man, it's really nice out there. 65 degrees, just right. I'm going to cover several things today. The Affordable Care Act. I'm also going to cover, there is a, which is an amazing, something I have never seen. I've looked at a lot of regulations. And I need to lay the groundwork again, because it just, it's not taught. And I am assuming that the attorneys that filed in the case in Alabama with a whistleblower, that there are 45,000 deaths or more. And, the government reporting place today, I think it was 11,000, let me look and see here, 11,402 or something like that deaths now. That's a lot of folks. And that, and we know they're not telling us the truth. No, as of the 16th, today there's 11,405 deaths. 172 miscarriages, 4,381 heart attacks, 11,221 disabled. Oh, ain't that special? And you want to go out and get this thing. Now, the part that puzzles me, first of all, like I say, I need to, I guess, lay the legal foundation for this, because it's beyond lawyers. Most lawyers are not taught this, unfortunately. I have the first year law book, and I talked to somebody else that just went quite a few years back through law school, and she said they're not teaching what's really going on in reality. They're basically like the Jews. The Jews claim to use the first five books of the Bible, but yet they rely upon the rabbi's Babylonian Talmud. And she said that's what the law school, they don't use the Constitution, basically. It's based on other cases of law, which has been, quote, evolving and changing instead of going back to the basics of what, which I'm going to get into. There was another case that's really important. It's Sullivan versus the Times. And it's about the media. Maybe I'll do that one first. That's an easier one to do first. Back in 1964, the Supreme Court did an amazing thing in the Sullivan case. That was a major turning point on libel and those sorts of things. Being able to lie in the news about people and not be held accountable. And you hear all the time, I get so tired of hearing this on the news, well, the media is not doing their job. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Well, if you go back and you look at this case, it's a Supreme Court case, and it was denied the writ of certiorari. Thomas and Gorsuch wrote against it. They wanted to accept this because they say the Sullivan case, and what does the Sullivan case basically say? What it basically says, and they have expanded on it over the years, that anybody can lie about anybody if you're a public official, in the public, anything to do with the public, you can just lie, and you have to prove actual malice. And the standard is so high. And they overturned 200 years of libel law. Ready? Okay. Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow II coming to you live out of Alaska here. Has a slight problem here. I'm not sure what happened. I turned my computer on and didn't want to load. I don't know what's going on here, but it finally took off, so thank God and Greyhound. So anyways, I got two important things to talk about. One is did a lot of research more into this. Everybody is saying, oh, you got to do this COVID-19 or whatever. Take the shot. First of all, anybody that takes it, unless you're a politician or a Democrat or a rhino, you're crazy. Otherwise, I'm all for it. I think all the Democrats and all the rhinos and the other folks, hey, get in line, man. It's a good thing. The lies you hear on the radio, I'm hearing on the radio, oh, there's only 1,000 deaths or something. I went in and checked and the government's admitting, I think it's 11,000 or something like that, 11,400 or something. And that's just what they're admitting right now. I am telling you, I have never seen anything. I could not have imagined what is going on in our country today. I just was watching a video on Mike Lindell. Some of you may know this. I don't know if you do or not, but Fox News refused to run an ad that Mike Lindell, MyPillow, was putting it about his cyber symposium. I think it's 10th, 11th, and 12th. So real benign. And Fox refused to run it. Well, good old Mike Lindell. I tell you, that man, I got all the admiration in the world. He's a true Christian, and he's a fighter, and he doesn't take no for an answer, and he pulled all of the ads off of Fox. $50 million he spent last year. Why would anybody not want to have, he's got $5 million to anybody that can prove him wrong. He's got the evidence as though if you were put at the scene of a murder and you and they have your DNA, you're done. There's no getting out of it. You're done. It was you. He has that type of evidence on the fraud of the election where Trump absolutely won. No hands down. No getting around it. And you wouldn't put it on? You got to be kidding me. Why? What's the excuse? Nobody wants to talk about the real truth anymore. I'm going to talk about two things today. One is I did more research into the lawsuit that's been filed down in Alabama because they give me some heads up research. Got great research. I don't have anything. I'm 120 to 10,000 times behind the American frontline doctors. They're doing what's right. They're doing what's right. I had a friend down in Florida get COVID. And you can go on and find out where you can go get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and nebulizers, where you can get those from doctors. Ivermectin. It works! And we can't use it. Because you know why? Because we got people like Dr. David Martin that's looked into the patents, and they admit they are making a bioweapon. Admit it, and they're making money. They have patents on it. CDC, NIH, Fauci. People don't want to believe it. I don't know what to say. Or Peter McCullough, top guy of heart, that's wrote more stuff on heart and kidney in the whole world. He said, don't do it. These are the people at the top of the game. And they're being silenced. I'm just looking here on this VAERS COVID site. There's 11,940 deaths they've admitted to. 3,714 with Bell's palsy. 12,808 permanently disabled. Oh, wow. Line me up. Give me that. Vaccination that's not a vaccination. 1,272 miscarriages, 4,799 heart attacks, 11,199 life-threatening situations. Boy, this sounds like a really good thing to be doing. And the governor of South Dakota, the only one that said hell no, didn't lock her state down or nothing. The employer says this. What do you do? He said, well, go find another job. Come to South Dakota. We got jobs. You're either going to die. You can get your vaccination and die. Or what? What's more important, having a job or dying? Maybe within 3 years maximum, and getting all these different types of these things that are just going to change your whole life or cripple you. Richard in New Hampshire. What the heck is going on back in New Hampshire, Richard?
Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to talk the next hour about how the traps that they have set up on the Internal Revenue Code. If you do not, do you know the Internal Revenue? The IRS is guilty of RICO. If I understand what RICO is, not a whole bunch of people colluding to be crooks.
They don't have to, Rob. They're all crooked.
These people are worse than the mafia. Because they're saying, hey, look at us, man. We've been doing good. and stealing people. Anyway,
you know, every single one of them, Ralph, are in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1001. They're in violation of numerous RICO statutes. But the thing I wanted to talk about, well, I'll tell you something I just heard, okay, on the Pfizer shot, okay, what some people did is they got a hold of a batch, they got a hold of a lot number, and what they did, Ralph, is they brought it over to Spain, right, and they had the chain of custody was not broken, and what they did is they brought it over to some Spanish virologists, and what they did is they checked it out, and in the Pfizer, and they think it's in all the shots, There's a chemical in there called the graphene oxide. And what it is, Ralph, it's a poison that's in the shot.
I've seen that. Sounds like you something you want to take, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just telling the people out there, especially if you get the Pfizer, that was in the Pfizer. But I think it's in all the others, too. But the thing I want to talk to you about, Ralph, okay? On January 6th, all right, you had that police officer that shot that white woman, right?
Yes.
And killed her, murdered her, okay?
Yes.
They would not release this officer's name, right?
Yes.
And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute here, right? When an officer draws his gun, fires his gun, there has to be an investigation why he fired the gun. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Did that ever happen? No. And I'll tell you why it never came out, Ralph, right?
FBI
because it
agent
didn't
did
fit.
It?
Huh?
An FBI agent did it?
No. They don't want to release his name, but guess who's got his name, Ralph? Guess who's got his name?
I have no idea.
Me.
Who?
Me. I got his name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why they didn't release his name, Ralph, it didn't fit the narrative of the Democrats. Okay? Now, the cop that shot the woman, right, and killed her, murdered her, his name is Lieutenant Michael Byrd, B-I-R-D. And guess why it didn't fit the narrative, Ralph? He's black, and he killed a white unarmed woman.
Oh, my.
That's why
goodness.
They... Huh?
Oh,
lieutenant.
My.
He's a lieutenant. He was a lieutenant on the police force.
Wow.
And, that's why they didn't release his name, Ralph. It didn't fit the narrative. It should have been a white cop shooting a black woman.
Yeah.
Is that the right narrative?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we have black privilege, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you. That's why they did not release the cop's name. He was a black cop, a lieutenant, no less. A lieutenant. Not just a regular plainclothesman, right? He shot and murdered her. And that's why they never released his name. But it's getting out there. It's getting out there. And it won't take much longer. It'll probably take about a month before it goes all around the United States and the rest of the world. It's getting out there right now, Ralph.
Well, what we have, we're experiencing we have a complete coup d'etat in America.
Oh, yes, big time.
Our government has been overthrown, and what they are doing is trying to, I don't know if you've done much on history, but you know the communists, when they came into power in Russia?
Yeah.
You know what they did? You know all those people that helped them? Obviously, they didn't trust them because they were working against the government that was in power. So what did they do? They got rid of them, and they called them useful idiots.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, look at what Hitler did with the brown shirts, Ralph.
Yep.
When Hitler finally took power, what did he do? He took all the brown shirts, and he killed them all. He murdered them all. Didn't need them anymore. He didn't need the useful idiots.
Right.
But that's what they're doing here now, Ralph. They get all these useful idiots. And I called my governor, and I told my governor, and I told him, I says, because you got a number that you can call. I don't know if everybody else out there has a number. I'll hang on, Ralph.
Oh, you're on music? I can't hear it.
Yep, the music's on, Ralph.
Okay, well, I'm just going to break. I can't hear it.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here. You still there, Richard?
Yeah, I want to tell you and your listeners what I did is we have a number that we can call and leave a message for our governor over here in New Hampshire. And I called him and I told him, I said, what's going on? June, right? There were five pilots from JetBlue. Right? They took the shot, and they all died. And they got their names, they got the pictures, their names, how old they were, and stuff like that, that died, right, from after taking the vaccine, the shot. And not only that, but also, you got British Airways. They had, all their pilots had to take a shot, okay? And I think it was either 2 or 3 weeks ago, four of them, Ralph, all died in the same week, right? This is what's going on out there, people. You have to be aware of what the hell is going on. Wake up, you know? You can't be sheep. You can't follow. You can't follow the government. You can't trust the government. I don't trust the government. Never did. Hey, when I was 18 years old, Ralph, I went in the Navy in the service. They gave me 6 shots in one day, 3 in the left arm, 3 in the right arm. I was 18 years old, and not only that, but there was a whole bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-old guys, right, all healthy. There was at least 300 of us, Ralph, who were in the hospital, all came down with pneumonia. Do you think that the admirals and stuff would have said, Ralph, wait a minute, we're doing something wrong here. We're sending all these healthy guys, you know, they're all in the hospital with pneumonia. I came down, that's why I will never take another shot.
I'm with you. Not going to happen.
I'll let. Yeah. Hey, they caught me once. You know, catch me once. You're a fool. Catch me twice. I'm a fool. Well, they're not catching me twice. But anyway, I just want people to know that, Ralph, I think there's a DB kid. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Yeah, she's got her website there, News with Views. She came out and said that there's at least 1,000 people a week who are dying from the vaccine.
Oh, she's an amazing researcher, and if she says it, you can bet your money on it.
Oh, yeah. She says there's at least 1,000 a week who are dying. Right.
Right.
All right, I figure I'll let you go, Ralph, because I think I gave enough information to the people out there. You better wake up, people.
That's right.
All right, you take care, Ralph.
Okay.
Well, love you in a Ralph, I love you in a non-sexual way.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I tell you what. wait till you see what I got coming for the Internal Revenue criminals that I've been researching out. I'm going to talk about that the second hour. But I'm going to talk about this COVID-19. Yo, you got to take a shot. What question should I ask? Walmart, for a $10 an hour job. You got to take a shot. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, one of the guys from Pfizer. He came out and he talked about the Delta variants. He came out and he said, it's nothing. It's nothing. There's no such thing as a Delta virus. I mean, what they're doing is they want us to mask up again. I mean, this is the guy that worked at Pfizer. They ended up getting rid of him.
It's fear.
Yeah, it's fear.
That's what I find out with the IRS. The first one is fear, and as soon as fear sets in, then the next thing is panic, and oh, my God, I will reach for the sky, and I know I can't get to the moon, but somebody told me I can get there, and they'll go do it.
Oh, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. But, hey, one of the researchers from Pfizer, he came on and he said, you know, with this series, the Delta virus, he said, it's nothing. He says, you know, they want to mask us up again.
I know.
All right, Ralph, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right,
well,
take care, Ralph.
What do we do? See, I deal in facts, and I'm a get-even kind of guy, boy, I tell you. Hey, what amazing up here in Alaska. See, we get a, quote, permanent fund. We're supposed to get money off of the oil revenues. And it's up in the 30, 40, 50, I think maybe even $60 billion. Well, you know what? Our den of vipers, legislators, oh, my God, we can't leave that. Governor Hammond set that up. We got to get our hands on that money. Look at the things we could do. I've been going to the Republican meeting over here. There's about 60 of them. Cowards! They had a meeting at the LIO. They got down there, and the head guy got up and called them criminals and all that. And I got up, you know, I don't want a damn thing from you folks. All I want you to do is go play in your little sandbox in Juneau and pat each other on the back and leave it alone. And what shall I do? I says, I have been to so many of those people back in the 90s. Oh, thanks for showing up, Ralph. I got so tired of that. Thanks for showing up, Ralph. I got conclusive evidence on bidding and stuff, and nothing happened. The state of Alaska, like they never got it done. Got the audit done? Conclusive evidence. Well, we don't do prosecution. Go to the Department of Law. Oh, we're not going to do anything. Well, why do you even audit? Just give it up. This is back in the 90s. And it's worse now. There is no rule of law. It's gone. There's a few judges out there, and a few, I mean, not everybody's bad. But how? Back in.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I'm back here. What is our defense? There is a war going on for our souls. And the enemy is machines, and the enemy is agencies. It's agencies. And we can say they are federal agencies because they sit at the top of the corruption. And what do I do to fight them? All these states have state plans and nobody's even heard of it. And everything in that state plan that started back in 1935, your child custody, your auctioning children off for money, for adoptions. Yeah, they sell kids for money. They say in the state plan, the executive, ours is called CSSD, shall have a cooperative agreement with the court system. And in that document, because I got a copy of it, Article 6B, the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. They're splitting up the money. Why is nobody interested in this? I don't know. It's the living daylights out of me. There is not one thing in the whole state plan, and I have them for every state. They control your driver's licenses, divorces, all kinds of stuff. Putting liens and levies on your properties, things for not doing things. It's all CFRs, Code of Federal Regulations. So how do I fight these things? You got to know what they do. That's how you fight them. and they kept a real Fred and Joe in Indiana. Question or comment? Hello, Joe.
Yes. How you doing, Ralph? I
out of jail upright, still giving them hell.
Man, you know what, Ralph? I listen to you on and off, and I really love your program a lot. I find it very, very helpful. My dilemma is this. You know, we're finally coming up against this this vaccination type thing where my kids are being threatened with removal from school. I have a daughter. You know, my kids are in college, and I have a couple in high school. We've been able to maneuver in a couple of ways. We had one of our doctors give two of our kids a medical exemption, which is well deserved because my daughter does have medical issues. She got a shot, some vaccine a couple of years ago and had a major, major reaction. And but it's reaching a point where they don't care. These administrators at these universities and stuff just don't care, and they're trying to push the issue. Is there any way, any letter, any strong language or anything you can make reference to? Because, you know, and I'll tell you, I'm in the medical field myself, and I've got friends already that are being told as of October 1st their privileges are going to be taken away, and they can
Here's my first question. Are they putting anything in writing?
There is one person, one friend of mine, he sent me a copy of the letter that he received from the hospital he's on staff with. So as of October the 1st, they can no longer, you know, work in the professional building or make rounds if they're not vaccinated. He's kind of freaked out about it because, you know, there's a small group of my friends. We're not going to get this vaccine no matter what. But that's where it goes right now. I could send you the letter.
Here's a question that they cannot answer, and they will not answer. You say, oh, you know, I want to do this because, you see, I understand agencies. The Federal Register Act mandates all agencies, including CDC and all these other idiots, it says general applicability and legal effect shall publish in the Federal Register. And they all have. So my question to you, sir, because I know you're right. See, I used to agree with these people. Please provide me the publication in the Federal Register that has the force and effect of law. That's my simple question.
That's a
holding of the Supreme Court. If it has the force and effect of law, it will be in the Federal Register. Please give me the number of the Federal Register publication that all agencies, federal agencies, shall put in that they're publishing the one that has the force and effect of law. And, of course, the second thing is I am sure that you will sign that you will be liable for any damages that I would incur if I take this shot, right?
Right. Right.
Well, they're not going to sign the second one for sure because they're not going to be liable for nothing. But the first question is, but you have to understand it, what I'm talking about. And it works against the IRS, which I'm going to talk about later on in the next hour. The bottom line is you cannot win against code, and you cannot win against platitudes. Oh, you got to do this, or I'm going to... No, I have to see evidence. It's real simple. You say, this is the law, man. I'm sure you're obeying the law. The law says if it has the force and effect of law from any federal agency, it shall be in the Federal Register, and it will be in compliance with the Administrative Procedures Act.
So that's pretty much, because I was thinking of I have a friend that's an attorney. He could write this up for me. So it basically has to have the Federal Registry where it has the forced effect of law. I mean, that's got to be stated in the letter.
I'm going to be talking about that. I was doing the research of what they're doing. And you know what? Most of these attorneys, those attorneys down there that wrote that lawsuit for American Frontline Doctors, they got a hell of a suit. Nuremberg laws and all that stuff. They gave me all I had to do. I went in. Now, this is getting pretty bad. I'm just an old farm boy from Kansas. Yeah, I got an IQ and I got a logic, and I am stubborn in the hubs of hell because it takes work. I will not bend. I'm going to find the truth. The truth is always there.
Ralph, you've been so helpful. I'm telling you, I listened to your program, and you talk about various things, and it's opened my eyes up to so many avenues. And to be honest with you, too, on a personal level, I have friends that are so freaked out about this, they're turning to me. Because the shocking thing is how many colleagues of mine have gone ahead and gotten this vaccine because they're being intimidated. And I keep telling people, don't cave in. Don't. Pardon me?
Are you on my list, IRS list?
No, I'm going to do it. Tell me what I have to do, and I'll get on your list.
Okay, well, if you can donate money, that helps, because, God, I tell you, ever since the
Supreme I will.
I have a brief, 20-1714, that blows the IRS totally out of the water and totally disintegrates our, quote, courts of the United States.
Yeah.
It's set for to be hearing. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do with it in September. As soon as I did that, I couldn't get stuff from Walmart, couldn't get donations. Then the next thing I know, they stole $500 out of my account, so they had to cancel my card. And that was coming back on July 15th. I still have no card. And the $500 is probably another 3 weeks out. I mean, they're just making my life very interesting, but I don't give it because that's nominal stuff. Tell with
I will send... I'll send you. I'm going to send you a donation. You know, I'll send you definitely to get on your register.
It's IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and the only way I can get donations now is Western Union still work. What works, I had never used them before. They work. Or postal money orders.
Or postal money orders. Okay. Yeah. And I just I could just mail that. And your address is on the website? Or
I don't know if it's there, but email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
Okay, will do. I will, Ralph.
Anybody, whether you're in it, my member or not, I'm going to be publishing this, but I'm working on a composting lawsuit right now because a guy has a patent and they went after him because the fertilizer companies don't want his compost. He can take all kinds, any organic thing, and in 2 years he comes out with the most amazing, way cheaper than fertilizer, and amazing. They shut him down and put him in jail. So I'm working on that using my knowledge because the lawyers won't touch it. These lawyers, most of them, I'll be honest, they really don't know what's going on. They're not taught.
They aren't. It's remarkable how many don't. I mean,
and I will take on any lawyer, anybody that says that my research, bring it on because I operate on their stuff. I get it through Westlaw. They admit what's going on if you know where to go look. That's what I'm going to talk about yet today. Okay?
Okay, we'll do, and I'll let you go. All right, Ralph, thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Yeah. Fred in Michigan. Question, comment?
Well, relative to what Joe just presented, Joe, what you need to know is you need to demand the research study data proving safety and efficacy, even though it's EUA, Emergency Use Authorization, it's been publicly declared by the likes of Elaine, Sersha, Frank, and Swine Slime Shitzu that, they've been proved safe and effective. You all are going to have to roll up your sleeves and get
Hold on, stop right there. You're saying there are studies that prove that these, quote, vaccines are safe?
According to Elaine Dersha Franken Swine Slime Shitzu.
Okay, I don't care. If anybody says they're safe, they're full of smoke. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I know. Ralph, I'm only being, humorously facetious here, okay? Even Laura Ingraham, this was recent on Fox, Dersha Franken Swine Slime Shitzu was on for 2 minutes declaring what he declared a year ago, that no one has the right to refuse a compulsory mandatory kill shot injection stab because we have no constitutional right to threaten anyone's health and safety, well, yada yada, okay? The guy is a satanic Jew, okay? And a satanic Jew.
We don't need to give them any airtime. The bottom line is, it is conclusively in the public record. It is a bioweapon. David Martin, have you ever watched his stuff?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought him up because I want to direct Joe to the BitChute presentation by the title, Dr. David Martin, Patented Pre-Planned Mass Murder of Billions. This is with Stu Peters. This is the Stu Peters cast on the 20th of July this year with Dr. David Martin. And just like the one he did with Rainer Fulmich, that brilliant German-American attorney, who I'm sure is working with the American frontline doctors, along with RFK Jr. Okay, so what I want to do here is let Joe know that when I demanded 20 years ago the evidentiary proof for safety and efficacy for a quadrivalent kill shot that my mom was supposed to take when she was in dialysis, the charge nurse and the attending physician of the dialysis clinic a week later said, well, we've not been able to access that data. I said, well, you say that it's proved to be safe and effective. This is hepatitis B, flu, pneumonia, and herpes zoster, 4-in-1, quadrivalent. I said, well, damn, it's a 10-year study. You got to have it somewhere. Well, I said, well, my mom's not taking it. Well, guess what, Ralph? Within 6 weeks, 20 of the 22 patients, there was only one other patient beyond my mother who didn't take the kill shot stab. All the others died within 6 weeks following the kill shot stab. And that was with a fully FDA Fraud Death Agency approved quadrivalent injection. Now, okay, at the state level, Joe, what you do is you contact your state senator and demand the evidentiary proof in writing that there is a state of Indiana or whatever state he's in, legislative act mandate establishing compulsory compliance or compliance with compulsory injections. It doesn't exist in any state.
Okay, I'm gonna go on beyond you then. Every one of what they say it is compliant, all this nonsense, you need to get to the root of the tree. The root of the tree of all of this nonsense is called the Federal Register. And all of these federal agencies, of which other things are piggybacked on them, like your state income tax is piggybacked on your state in a federal income tax, they're all piggybacked on the federal agency. CDC, NIH, all of these, HHS, Homeland Security, all this nonsense. And that's what I'm going to talk about is when you get down to this and when you understand you actually have hard public evidence that it's all smoke. And when you ask the right questions with the knowledge of what's going on, they have no answer.
Well, Ralph, in fact, whatever institution, university, whatever, and I'll tell Joe, if it's Indiana, a 19-year-old journalism student, Simone Scott, after her second injection, the first week of June this year, the Northwestern University campus police had to lift her out of bed. She died three days after they got her into the...
Yeah, there's many of them. So, anyway, what I want to take the rest of the time and get back to, these people are dying all over. But what the thing that is important is, number one, identify the enemy. Number two, identify what you can use to totally expose them. And they're all of this nonsense, this vaccinations for federal or all the, it all goes back to the Federal Register. And that's what I want to get back
to. Ralph, let me interject something real quick, Ralph. There's HR 3860. Okay, at this video that I cited with Stu Peters, patented pre-planned mass murder of billions, in the comment, in the commentator section, anti-boot on face, this person said HR 3860 is a federal proposal to prohibit mandatory vaccines in the military. Well, I say, Ralph, This should be, all these goddamn things should be banned, not only at the federal level with the military, but all civilian venues as well.
So that's what that's what I'm going to get to here, okay?
Okay, man. Thanks.
Yep. The enemy are agencies. And people don't know. The simple logic is, if there is a law out there that will punish you or requires something, you have to have notice of it.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay. Thing is, I want to do is try to make this simple enough to argue with the stupid and idiots that are in charge of some of these colleges and so pile higher and deeper. As they get more education, they get dumber in a rock. And more arrogant, unfortunately. The question becomes, well, what do I do? Start off with the simple, okay, if Congress makes a law, they have to do an affirmative act. The House of Representatives and the Senate and the President. When those affirmative acts are completed, or if the president vetoes it and it gets a 2/3, then we have a law of the United States. Of course, we don't have those anymore, but that's fine. Let's just go for that. That is, those are affirmative acts because, number one, they have to do an affirmative act. Number two, I have to have notice. How can I obey a law if I don't know it exists? That is the simple thing of what Congress does, or even the state legislature. There has to be an affirmative act, and it has to be made public. Now, the question becomes, all of these, quote, entities that are agencies, what is their affirmative act? Guaranteed, they all publish in the Federal Register. Why do they do that? Because the 1935 Federal Register Act mandated every agency, federal agency, all of them. And they all do it because you can find it in the Federal Register. So we know they got to do it. You just don't know what's going on there. They shall, it says, general applicability and legal effect. Those are the words. General applicability and legal effect. That is in the Federal Register Act of 1935. And there's no getting around it. And it says, if it's not there, and you don't have notice, you can tell them to shove it. And the other thing that is in the Federal Register Act, everybody has to take judicial notice because this, we are living in the administrative state. It's called the headless fourth branch of government. And that's what FDR researched out, 1937. That's his stuff. Headless fourth branch, because they are agencies. We don't know who they are. We don't elect them. How do you hold them accountable? You have to expose them for what they are and then use that against them. You can't beat them with laws of the United States Code. You know, you ain't going to win. I guarantee you. If I have time, I'm going to get into the IRS, how they have made it so that you can't win. It's rigged. Simply stated, the IRS, what they do is, instead of all these an act that an agent does, they have sliced it up in teeny little pieces, like a bank robber. Well, let's see, did you break the law when you broke the window to get in? Did you break the law when you pulled a pistol? Did you break the law when you threatened the teller? Did you break the law when you grabbed the money? Did you break the law when you ran and left in a stolen car? They put it, you have to know each one of these. The citizens said, hey, man, you're a bank robber. That's what I've researched this out ad nauseum. The weapon is two acts, the Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, which is the only way to tell if it has a forced effect of law. But you don't even need to go there.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.